Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Into the 1 o'clock hour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, Dan Ball, Justin Turpin with you, and for the guys here on this Christmas Eve afternoon. We've got national coverage via the Infinity Sports Network coming up at 2 o'clock. No WEEI afternoons today, and then don't forget, full coverage of the NFL slate of games tomorrow coming your way right here on WEEI. We'll have some local shows on Friday. I know KJ and Lions are in the morning, and then I believe it's myself, Scott McLaughlin and Tom Carroll, the trio from
Big Three,
from 12 to 4, you know, the trio that you didn't even know you needed in your life on Friday to wrap up the week as well. So we've got Patriots and NFL on the table. But before we get to that, we had one call sneak in that I wanted to get to because it came up off of a topic at the end of last segment. So Jeff is in Connecticut. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, I thought it was very weird, too, about Cena losing that last match. But there was an interview like 2 days after with John Cena. He actually wrote the script for that match because he said he wanted all the new guys to have a lift, not have him go out on top.
Interesting.
That makes it worse. I heard a slightly different retelling of that story. He put together the card for the match because he wanted it to be about the future of the WWE. Like, he specifically said, I want the next faces of the franchise to be on the card leading into my match. But I also feel like I either read or heard, and I'm sorry that I'm kind of just speaking off the top of my head on this, that he basically said, I'm going to have no hand in how you handle my farewell tour and my final match. Just, I'll go along with whatever you think is best for the brand.
That makes it a little bit more palatable. But if he was the one that wrote it, it's like, I want all these young guys to fight, and I want them to beat me.
Yeah.
That would make it so much worse. That would be so sad. Again,
yeah.
A guy that preached for his whole career, never give up, then punts on his last match. He's like, oh, no, just have me lose. No. This is about the greater good of the company. No. Forget that.
Yeah.
He should have went out a champ.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Even for somebody who didn't really have a dog in the fight, other than I was with a couple of friends from college, and they were like, hey, we're drinking and watching this. I'm like, oh, you're drinking. I'll go. That was
simple
the only thing.
That.
Yeah, that was
sick
the only
brag,
thing I cared about. Thank
I
you, Jackson.
I did see him. So this was like 2019. I did go to. I went. To, it was a SmackDown. I know it's a brag if you want to get me here. And so I went to SmackDown at the Garden.
Yeah.
And
sick brag, bro.
The people went nuts for him.
Oh,
like
crazy.
In the streets, like dude. That's all you hear.
Yeah.
It was sick.
Yeah. I also loved when I don't know if he I don't think he was a heel because he never turned heel until the very end. But there was a stretch where whatever the storyline was, where everybody in the arena would together chant, John Cena sucks, John Cena sucks. I thought it was hysterical whenever that was happening. I don't know the context behind it, but it's a common tradition. I did hear that as well. All the old guys lose their last match. I completely understand that. But there's a big difference to me between losing a match and tapping out.
Exactly. That's what made it worse.
Yes.
Is that he tapped out. Like, all right, fine. If you lose, you lose. That's
yeah.
Whatever. you're old, right? Like, right. that's the whole reason you're retiring. Yeah, right. You're an old man, lost a wrestling match. Yeah. Breaking news. But the fact that he tapped out, that was the issue.
This is not where I thought this was going to go. We started with talking about somebody who was wrapping a present for his ex-wife's boyfriend, and ended with John Cena and why his last match went the way that it did. Okay, so we led the show talking about
New England. I'm just wrapping my ex-wife boyfriend's Christmas gift.
I hope it was a great time, and I hope he's hammered at this point. New York Jets. Second time that the Patriots are seeing the New York Jets. They take them on Sunday. Chance to clinch the division, all that kind of stuff. Since you last played the Jets, so they have a record of 3-12. They've been beaten by at least 23 points in each of their last three games. They got beat by Tua, who threw for 127 yards and a touchdown, who is now so bad that the Miami Dolphins are willing to incur a $90+ million dead cap penalty in order to get rid of him. Gave up 48, including 5 touchdowns to Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, and then Tyler Shuck eclipsed 300 yards for the first time as a starter for the Saints. Justin Fields has been shut down for the year. Garrett Wilson has been shut down for the year. Alan Lazard was released. Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner were both traded just before you played him the first time, and Jarvis Brownlee is hurt, can't come back until week 18. So that is the team that the New England Patriots are seeing this weekend. So I ask you, is there anything that worries you about the New York Jets as an opponent?
Zero.
Okay.
Just that they're the same as their interception total. Team has played 15 games and doesn't have an interception. There's nothing to worry about this team. I do worry about a little bit the injuries. And okay. That's something that's not necessarily to do with the Jets. Like,
yeah,
they have an undrafted player playing quarterback.
Right.
They already shut down Justin Fields. There's not a whole lot going on there. They traded all their good defensive players at the deadline. There's nothing to worry about with the New York Jets.
Zero.
Nailed it. There's nothing to worry about with them. But I would say the injuries, right? Because they are starting to pile up. They had 10 players. It was 9 in the game that left the game on Sunday in Baltimore. 10 actually got injured in that game.
Yeah.
So, like, that's something you do worry about. But, no, there's just maybe a letdown because you're overlooking it. But this team has been so good with that. Like, all right, so we want to talk about the easy schedule and whatnot. It hasn't been a bad thing for them. It's not like they've dropped games that they should have won. Like, maybe earlier in the year, like the Pittsburgh and the Vegas games. Like, all right, there you go. Maybe they lost those ones, the games they should have won. But it wasn't because they didn't show up.
Right.
Right? Like, they've showed up for every game, and they haven't gotten blown out. Like, they've made things competitive. So I wouldn't worry about this, about that with this team, especially against a terrible Jets team. Like, this team is so bad, I can't even wrap my head around it. But, yeah, I don't think there's anything really to worry about. Just stay healthy.
Yeah, well, amazing that they were as bad as they were and then have gotten exponentially worse in the time post-trade deadline.
It's a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess that is now, you hired a coach, you're about to fire a coach. You rotated through quarterbacks, you have no plan at the quarterback position. You traded almost all of your skill players, the rest of which except for Breece Hall, who just seems in prison at this point.
Yeah, he put out a tweet, a very cryptic tweet after the deadline. It was like,
why am I
still here?
why'd you choose everybody else and not me? They are redefining what it means to be a mess because they went through the rebuild. It didn't work. They're now, I think, going back into a rebuild. But you just changed over your front office. You just hired a coach. It's just a very odd and once again directionless kind of season for the New York Jets. There was a point that was made on the text line earlier on in the show. We didn't get a chance to get to it, but it kind of caught my eye. Is there a concern about the Patriots playing down to their opponents? Just to work backwards. So they beat Baltimore by 4, lose to Buffalo by 4. Before their bye, they beat the brakes off the Giants. That was the jumping out to a 17-0 lead, taking the fight to the Giants, the hit on Jackson Dart on the sidelines, the hit on Gunnar Olszewski on the return. That was truly just New England playing smash mouth football and playing almost angry for whatever reason they chose. Before that, you beat the Bengals by 6, you beat the Jets by 13, beat Tampa by 5, you beat Atlanta by 1, and that came off of back-to-back dominant efforts against Cleveland and Tennessee. So it's a little bit hunt and peck to say that they're playing down to their opponents, but I think you hit on the key, Terp. The only real concern for the Patriots in this game is the Patriots, i.e., what happens when you're dealing with a significant amount of injuries, and what happens when you're dealing with a game where absolutely nobody expects it to be a close contest. as long as you can keep yourself focused and keep yourself understanding that this team is below us, but we still need to at least show up and bring the fight to them like we did against the Giants before the bye, I just see no, I see no speed bump in front of me on this highway.
I think you nailed it with that last part you added, before the bye,
yeah,
with the Giants. Because if there was a game that they were going to have a letdown, it was the one before the bye. A late bye week, one of the latest in the NFL. Injuries were starting to pile up. They could have totally overlooked that team who's on an interim head coach. He's got these silly eyebrows. This guy looks, you know, John Kafka. Like, you could easily overlook this team.
Yes.
And they didn't. They came and they blew them out,
right,
33-15. My big concern with this team is something that Vrabel had on his chest a couple weeks ago on his vest, that no naps.
Yeah.
Because it feels like that has been kind of a trend for this team, where they'll get out to these great starts, except on defense, because they love letting up points on the first drive, whether,
right,
that be touchdowns or field goals. And that needs to be cleaned up, because you're not going to really get away with that stuff in the postseason. Like, every drive, every possession matters. That can't be happening. But for the most part, like, they'll get out to these good starts, and then they'll take that nap that Vrabel's like, no naps, no naps. Like, it's, I think the most glaring one was the Falcons. Like, they let them back into that game.
Yeah.
And I think same thing with Cincinnati. They kind of let these teams back into it because they...
Buffalo.
Buffalo's a big,
second
huge one.
The most egregious... The biggest nap that's led to a loss that we've seen
was
this
Buffalo.
Year. Right.
Right.
Because, again, you've barely lost any games this year.
Like, that's kind of the one... There's other schematic issues and stuff. Like, you worry about the red zone and whatnot. And
yeah,
the run defense, which was spectacular at the beginning of the year. And they're still seventh in rush defense this year. It's
right.
Just... You're missing Milton Williams, who was, they went out and made one of the highest paid defensive tackles for this reason, so you don't have to worry about that. Robert Spillane, your leading tackler, like, he's out. So, like, I think, of course, there's going to be some drop-off with the run game when those guys aren't on the field. So I'm not necessarily as worried about that because of how dominant they were at the beginning of the year. And we talked about that Falcons game. Like, they shut down Bijan Robinson in that game, and he's one of the best running backs in football. So
right.
I don't necessarily view that as a really long-term issue. My biggest concern with this team would be their kind of... capability of taking these naps, which is, you know, they're well aware of.
Yeah, I'd love to see them get out to that same kind of fast and physical and FU kind of start that they did against the Giants. I mean, there were a lot of ties for Mike Vrabel with that Giants coaching staff, a lot of guys that worked with him in Tennessee. So I understand there was some familiarity there, but there wasn't really a reason for the Patriots to come out as physically as they did and play with the kind of grit and just the blank you style that they did. It almost kind of seemed like they just found a way to rile themselves up, and they made an enemy, or they made a story out of something that wasn't there. And they came out and just played smash mouth from the get-go and never gave the Giants a chance to breathe. That's the kind of thing that I would like to see you replicate again, because if you can do that, to begin a game against the Jets, you're going to win running away. That's one thing. You'll do the same thing against Miami the following game. But you're going to need to come out with that kind of swing in a playoff game. Because again,
go out there, fly around, choose violence, and have a good time.
Right. Exactly that. If you fall behind 7-0 to the Bills, 7-0, 10-0 to the Texans, to the Chargers in a playoff game, there's no guarantee that you will be able to come back from taking that nap. So I would love to see over these next two games, you start to make it a habit of, we are setting the tone. You are playing by our rules, regardless of home versus away. You're playing a game by our rules from the get-go. And if you can practice that against your two, quite frankly, JV-level opponents to end the regular season, that'd be something I'd like to see them take into a playoff game.
Yeah, just dominate for a full game.
Right.
Full, no stops. Just go the full way through, because they should beat the brakes off these teams.
Yes.
Like, I mean, the Jets are, we got a text in here. I was wondering about the line. 13.5. It's tied with the Broncos for the biggest line on the board this week. So they should cover that. Like, that's just how bad the Jets are this year. And I'd like to just see them execute. I think it's kind of a chalk answer, like, you know, when you're looking for what this team can do. But, like, you want to see them execute for a full 60 minutes, like, the whole way through. That's kind of the easy answer, because They've been tested for the last time, the reality is. Like, you know, you shouldn't be tested by Brady Cook or Quinn Ewers. Like, that shouldn't happen. These teams are going in completely wrong directions. Like, just go out and execute and, you know, just get that execution ready to go for the playoffs.
There's one player that I'm specifically keying in on for this game as well. And it's a guy who was just named a Pro Bowler, but I think everybody could agree is having a year that has been subpar may even be a bit strong, but just inconsistent. That's Christian Gonzalez, who looked like he was sleepwalking through his matchup with A.D. Mitchell the first time that these teams played each other. Right after that trade, it looked like Gonzo was almost kind of bothered that he was even being forced to run against the level of wide receiver that the Jets had, and it at least gave them a chance to move the ball downfield a couple times. I'd like to see him start to play his best football at this point, because I just it's been fits and spurts. There have been a couple of games and a couple of halves and a couple of individual drives where you've seen that's the guy. That's the guy that's supposed to be the all-pro. That's the guy that we want to give a bag to in a couple of years. But it just hasn't happened enough. And knowing that you could potentially match up with match up with Cortland Sutton, match up with Ladd McConkey, match up with Brian Thomas and Jacoby Myers, and you know the kind of matchups you're getting in a potential playoff game. I'd like to see him specifically string together a 60-minute effort and show, hey, this is I am actually the guy that you expected me to be when this team broke camp.
I'm kind of split on him, because it's when you're talking about quarterbacks, the best is when you're not hearing about him.
Yeah, it's true.
And for the most part, you don't hear about Christian Gonzalez. But when you do, it's because everyone's thinking about that contract.
Like, yeah.
Look what Sauce Gardner just got last year. How much is Christian Gonzalez going to get? And you see him get beat once. It's like, oh, there it is. It's so glaring.
But don't you feel like we're hearing about him a little bit more than we should recently?
Yeah, but I also think that's because the contract is so looming over this. Like, everyone understands that, like, this guy's going to be due for a massive, massive payday.
Right.
So is Drake May. And has he earned that? Like, I think he's still one of the best corners in the game. Obviously, was named as a Pro Bowler yesterday. Like, it's just everything is so under the microscope because of this contract looming over everything. And it's hard with corners, right? Because, again, when you're not hearing about them, they're doing their job. And oftentimes when you do hear about them, it's because they messed up, right? Because
you're not
really testing a guy like Christian Gonzalez. Like, at least smart quarterbacks aren't. Like, you're not going at that guy. Like, you're kind of just let him do his thing. So I think the same thing has been said about Carlton Davis. Like, he's been very scrutinized this year because he got a big contract in the offseason. He's been kind of inconsistent. And when he's doing his job, you're not really hearing about him. So I think it's just cornerbacks are so fragile in that regard.
781 has had enough of this conversation. You will learn exactly zero about this team in the next two games.
Definitely not wrong.
Yeah, you're not. I think there is a world where you just kind of go through, you pick up two wins, and there's a chance that the next two games are also no news is good news, where if you learn something, it's maybe because you played a close game or even, God forbid, lost a game.
It was closer than it should have been.
Yeah.
I think .0.
That's what we're learning.
Obviously, the injuries are the number one thing. Just get as healthy as you can going to playoffs. That's what is at the forefront of everyone's mind for these games. But you're right. You're not going to learn anything about this team, or at least you shouldn't. And that's kind of where you wish they were tested one more time. And even last week, like, you kind of got a lucky break with Lamar going out, and Derrick Henry was inexcusably benched in the fourth quarter. Like, kind of got lucky there a little bit. And you still, that's an impressive win. You needed a comeback win like that. But you almost wish they would have been tested for an entire 60 minutes. Because we talk about the schedule, and again, I don't think it really plays in a whole bunch, because any given Sunday, these are still NFL teams that you are beating, and you deserve credit for that. You have 12 wins. You had three last year. The fourth one doesn't count. So, yeah.
Like three and a half.
You're not going to, we'll call it three and a half. Fine. Yeah. You're not really going to learn much about this team. So that's why I wish there was just one more game on the schedule, preferably this week, that you could have been tested, be like, okay, here's a formidable opponent possibly in the playoffs that you can get tested with. But if you're the Patriots, you take it. Like, everything's kind of shaping up for you to be right. Just take care of business, win the division, and possibly get the one seed.
Right.
The Chargers can still win the AFC West. All they have to do is win this week and then beat the Broncos when they meet. So, like, a lot of this is still uncertain, and the Patriots, more than most teams, control their own destiny. So it's kind of double-edged sword. Like, you feel good, you're confident about that, where you're controlling your own destiny, but at the same time, you're not really getting a playoff test right before the playoffs in the first one with this group.
Yeah, you're theoretically going Jets, Dolphins, not playing for a week.
Right.
That is not necessarily the playoff ramp up that you would want from a group that hasn't seen a lot of those big tests, but that's just the way that the cards felt. That's the way that she goes, and the Patriots will deal with what they deal with against the New York Jets this Sunday. What concerns you or intrigues you, if anything, about this matchup? Let us know. 617-779-7937. Plenty more coming up on the Patriots, the NFL, and more after Jackson gets you caught up on what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Bruins fell apart in the final period of play, allowing 4 unanswered goals to the Montreal Canadiens, losing 6-2. Swayman had 23 saves on 29 shots. Bruins are off until Saturday when they play the Buffalo Sabres. Lots of football tomorrow for you on Christmas. You can hear Westwood One's coverage of all 3 games right here on WEEI. Starting at 12:30, the Cowboys take on the Commanders. Then at 4:15, Detroit takes on the Vikings. And to end of the day, we get the Chiefs taking on the Broncos. If the Broncos squeak out that loss, then and the Pats squeak out a win at the Jets on Sunday, the Pats will be the number one seed in the AFC. And a little breaking golf news. Brooks Koepka is leaving the LIV Golf League 1 year before his contract expires, leaving a lot of money on the table. Trending was brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. Want to get on the nice list this holiday season? Help your friends, family, and businesses by helping them find money at FindMassMoney.gov. It takes less than 30 seconds. If you haven't checked in a few months, go now and look. They are constantly updating the list. FindMassMoney.gov. It's fast, easy, and free. I'm Jackson. That's what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, some things never change. Death, taxes, and Jets fans being very pragmatic about their team. From the 917, Jets fan here, God bless you and Merry Christmas. If you don't blow us out, you're heading for a first-round exit in the playoffs. I can't. I know it's extreme, and there are plenty of factors that play into...
Sick brag, bro.
I'm going to be honest, I'm not even sure where that one applied. Would you like to clarify that one, Jackson?
Yeah, they're bragging about how bad their team is.
Oh, a little delayed. I gotcha. Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, that one. We'll give it to you on a technicality. Yeah,
penalty box, Jackson.
Yeah, 10th one was the charm.
You hit some, you miss some.
There you go. Fair enough. I understand that there are factors that go in, and injuries is the essentially item 1, 2, and 3 on the list. But yeah, if you don't kind of go belt to behind on the New York Jets, Giants style, I can't help but come out of that and go, what did I just learn? What favor that you curried yourself from the Ravens game did you just uncurry for yourself in the Jets game?
It's kind of funny, too, because for most of the last three and a half hours, we've been talking about how any given Sunday, let's not knock the schedule. But then we're like, yeah, they should totally destroy these teams. And let's be clear, because the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets are not NFL football teams. That's the issue. Like, there might be USFL teams better than the Jets. Like, that team is bad.
Yeah.
Man. Like, real bad.
It's that classic conversation, like, if you put the Jets on the field against Alabama, what's the score? That kind of thing.
Which, obviously, like, that, those are great hypotheticals. But obviously, the NFL teams are going to win. But, like, these teams are really, really bad.
Yes.
So, yeah. And, like, I think you're right on. Like, if you do learn anything about the Patriots from these games, it's probably a bad thing.
Yeah,
so just
right.
Let's get through these. Just take care of your business. Stay healthy, and just get to the postseason.
There's a classic just kind of sports refrain of it being a business trip. Just make it a business trip,
right?
And that's really what it needs to be. You need to go in. You need to handle business. You need to get back on that bus, and you need to get the hell out of there as fast as possible. That's the easiest way from point A to point B that you can be. From the 240, trade Gonzo to the Raiders for Max Crosby and something else. Gonzalez takes too many plays off, and he's not a Vrabel guy. Not a Vrabel guy is an interesting, I'd call it an accusation to make for a guy in his first season.
Yeah, I don't think I'd go there. I think he's a Vrabel guy. I mean, he's always up there in tackles. Like, he's always around the ball. It's not like he's kind of, just dilly-dallying around the secondary. Like, the guy's making plays. So
yeah.
I don't think I'd agree with that. I mean, a pass rusher like Max Crosby would be awesome. But
yeah.
You don't understand the luxury of having a shutdown corner like Christian Gonzalez until he's not there.
Right.
How many times in the first couple weeks of the season we were just like, wait until Gonzo's back. He's going to fix all this. Just wait until he's back. And then all of a sudden, those talks that we were having, like, you're not really saying that anymore. You're not looking at this like, oh, man, Christian Gonzalez really didn't unclog this hole, rather. Like, he has done a good job just doing his jobs. I wouldn't agree with that. I get it. Like, people are skeptical to give out those kind of contracts, like, when teams do it, because especially when you're dealing with the crafts, you don't know how many you're going to get. So, like, yeah, right. I get people are kind of skeptical of it, but you just have such a good player here that's – a perennial all-pro contender, it looks like, for years to come. And, you don't let that guy go.
And I would also say that I wouldn't want to deal from my secondary to address my pass rush. I absolutely agree that you need to look at the pass rush as probably your biggest area of need, I would think. Next year, you got to be careful with Morgan Moses. You probably need another tackle to go opposite Will Campbell because it seems like he's established that he's going to play your left tackle position. I still think you need a wide receiver one, but pass rush is really that area from beginning of season to end where you've just had no real growth or momentum to speak of. But I'm not sure I would want to deal for my secondary because then what does that leave you? That leaves you Carlton Davis, another year older, a guy who is money in the bank to miss a couple games. Marcus Jones has had a hell of a season as your nickel, but are you going to move him out of that? And can he, being undersized, fill the role anywhere near how Gonzo does? I don't know. And then you're going into the Alex Austins of the world. And so unless you're adding another corner to your room, I don't know if that's the area from the roster where I would be dealing from in order to solve that, but I do agree that it is a need on next year's team. Let's go to the phones. David is in the car on the Patriots. Hi, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So, Merry Christmas, first of all.
And to you.
I want to say something, and I hate to say this, but, I'm the kind of person who's very realistic, and I want to make sure that we got to prepare ourselves for a loss on the first round. We really do, because this team's been winning, and I think we're so spoiled, we overlook the struggles that they had to win. And we know they learned from the Buffalo loss. But even this game against the Ravens, let's be honest, all of us, none of us felt comfortable until Lamar got hurt and until the fourth quarter when Dre finally turned it on for a fourth quarter comeback.
David,
because he hasn't had one of those.
Would you feel the same way if they're playing the Houston Texans or the Chargers?
I'm concerned with those two teams. If one of those two teams come to Foxborough for the playoff game, that's where we could have a repeat here of the Ravens and the Pats back in, I forget the year, that the Patriots lost, got blown out at home on that game. And I'm not saying the Patriots will get blown out, but, you know, we have to remember, we have players that have no playoff experience. We have a quarterback who's still learning how to manage himself, and thank God we have Josh McDaniels and obviously Mike Vrabel, who's a great coach, and I was so excited when these guys came in as coaches because we needed this. But May is still learning a lot. May still has a lot to learn in the red zone. He's been struggling. It's again, we've been winning, but it's struggle wins. It's not like, okay, we're comfortable. We're going to have this. Like, technically, that Buffalo game, That is a game that you cannot dismiss. That they should have won that game.
No question about it, David. Thank you for the call. And look, it is a real possibility.
Yeah.
And I think it's separate. That has to be separate from the schedule conversation. I honestly think that they're two things that are only very loosely related. Yes, they haven't had a lot of challenges, but the other and more pressing side of that is that Houston has a great run defense and pass defense. Buffalo has a great pass defense, and you've already played them twice, and they've shown you just how explosive that they can be. And the Chargers have the advantage of a great quarterback and a great coach and a decent pass defense of their own. So you're simply dealing with good teams in the playoffs. I know that's not even a take. It's just simply a fact of life. And so you do have to be cognizant that you may disappoint when the playoffs come around because you're just dealing with the best teams in the league. It's sometimes as simple as that, separate from the strength of schedule this season.
And if you're worried about this team not necessarily having the experience, and we talked about this earlier, like the thing that makes Buffalo so much scarier in the postseason, not just because it's Josh Allen, it's because they've been there before. Like, they know what it takes because they've experienced these losses so many times now. If you're saying the Patriots don't have the experience, that's fine, but that's when the coaching comes into play. McDaniels has a fistful of Super Bowl rings.
Right.
Mike Vrabel's made long postseason runs. Doug Marrone made it to an AFC Championship game as a head coach. He's working on the offensive line. Like, the coaches have been there, and I think that's when the coaching really comes into play. And we were talking about this over the summer. Like, one of the first things that jumped out to me when going down to one of the OTAs or the training camp practices was just how much talent is on the coaching staff. Like, you're looking around, it's like, oh, there's Doug Marrone, former head coach, had success in the playoffs. Josh McDaniels has won Super Bowls. Mike Vrabel, Thomas Brown. Like, you're seeing all these guys that have had success as coaches in the postseason. And I think that's how you compensate for the lack of experience from the players. And obviously guys like Diggs have been there. Morgan Moses has been there. It's not like everyone's, Milton Williams won a Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like everyone hasn't been there. And obviously the one people are going to look at is the quarterback. And like, that's the most important position in football. And obviously he hasn't been there, but just what he's surrounded with and the guy that he's working so closely with and Josh McDaniels, I think, is so important.
And is there anything that we've seen about Drake May in terms of the mental makeup of the individual that worries you that he can't handle a playoff atmosphere? I don't see anything that comes from him where I go, yep, that guy's gonna melt Mac Jones style when the pressure kind of ramps itself up. I haven't seen anything, and he's had multiple chances to answer questions about it. How do you deal with the noise? How do you kind of sort through the BS? And he's been pretty frank about the fact that unless you're in his family, you are his wife, or you are one of his coaches, he doesn't really care. He doesn't really care what you think. So I don't worry. I don't necessarily worry about him crumbling under the pressure. It's just going to be either a schematic disadvantage or just a defensive talent disadvantage. That is the thing that ultimately derails the quarterback of the Patriots to
me. It's also fair to worry about just the depth of this team going forward. Like, the reality is they're at a point in their rebuild right now where you feel good about the top of your roster. What's below that, there's still questions. And of course there are going to be. You're not going to turn around a team – that was picking fourth overall last year and make him a perfect, well-rounded team. Like, that's just, it doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way. These rebuilds take a little while, and the Patriots, rather, are way ahead here. And basketball mode kicked in there. The Patriots
the
are way ahead.
The amount of times I call
here.
Another team the Red Sox is out of control.
Yeah, but the Patriots are way ahead in that.
Yeah.
So you feel good about the top part of your roster. It's again, what's below that. And I think that's kind of, that's a fair concern as you go into the playoffs. But from the mental makeup and aspect of this team, no. From the quarterback to the head coach, it feels like that kind of, they have a swagger to them.
Yeah.
They're comfortable, they're confident, and they're not going to back down. So I don't worry about that at all, especially coming off Sunday's win.
Right.
When you go on the road and race an 11-point fourth quarter deficit, like, yeah, you feel pretty good.
And that kind of mental makeup makes up for a lot of sins in terms of talent and injuries.
Right.
Not all of them, but it can make up for some of them. 774 was having none of that call. Half the teams entering the playoffs will be one and done. Shut this guy up. I mean, numerically speaking, kind of nailed it there. 617-779-7937. Amazingly enough, we're coming to the end here on Jones and Keefe. Dan Ball and Justin Turpin in for the guys here on this Christmas Eve afternoon. We'll wrap up doing what we've wanted to do this entire time, talking a little Christmas and a little holidays.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We'll do that next. So I know Mariah Carey is considered to be, I think, the queen of Christmas music, but Kelly gives her a run for her money.
She's right up there. This is a banger.
Yeah. Jackson, she's your right thoughts? There.
Yeah, this one goes, man. This is good. I got to say, I like it.
Like
I've always liked Kelly Clarkson. That song that she first put out when she first did American Idol, that'll get you crying, man.
This high note in this one, it's like, oof.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
You gonna try to hit it?
Oh, no, I can't. I can't do it.
I thought of a great bit called Who Can Get the Highest, whoever can hit the highest note.
Oh, I play that every night.
Say that could have many different interpretations.
Why do you think it's a good bit?
We're back here on Jones and Keefe, Dan Ball, Justin Turpin, and for the guys. Been a lot of fun to be here on Christmas Eve, so thank you to those who joined via call and via text. So we have coverage on the national network, the Infinity Sports Network, coming up at 2 o'clock. That'll take you through to tomorrow. And then the full slate, all three NFL games here on WEEI tomorrow. So, yes, Jackson?
Can I just say something? Merry Christmas to the Twitchers. They've all been very nice and stuck with us here, and I like that. And they're very nice to me, so... Cool.
They are great people.
So the Twitch family is
it's a special bond.
It is a special bond.
They earned their Merry Christmas over this 4-hour slate, or you were going to do that anyways?
No, they earned it over this 4 hours. They've been very complimentary.
That's true. That's true. It's been,
but they're always good. I love them. Even if they're not complimentary, if it's funny,
yeah.
If they're insulting us, who cares? If it's funny, it's great. I don't care.
No, they are. They are the true hardcore P1s of WEEI, which is really cool. Same with the texture. Same with the callers. It's great to be able to spend this kind
and
of
happy
time.
Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and you know, if you don't
there you
celebrate
go cover all your bases. Yeah, but it really is cool. Like this is a time for that you spend with family and friends and things like that. And it's been cool. I've been here for just over a year now, and it's pretty wild to experience being part of a radio community at a station with such history, the Red Sox flagship station, just to see how people engage. Boston radio listeners are the smartest sports radio listeners in the country, and it's been wild to experience that. So, yes, very Merry Christmas and a happy holidays to them. You are off to spend time with family, right?
That's right.
Drink a couple beers.
As are you.
That's right. Headed back to Connecticut for about a day and a half's worth, but we get the Christmas Eve in, get the Christmas Day in with the family, and then back at it on Friday. Jackson, what's coming up for you for Christmas with family as well?
Yeah, we're just gonna try not to get in a fist fight with my brother.
That's always a positive.
That's right. We're hoping for not a sequel to Thanksgiving, because
yes.
I was with you on Black Friday. That was one hell of a tale that you told.
Yeah, it was Black Eye Friday.
Well, you hear the music. That is going to wrap things up for us. So have a wonderful, a safe, and a blessed holiday out there. We appreciate you joining us here for the show on WEEI. Again, the Celtics off until Friday. Bruins are off until Saturday. So we got nothing but sports and family and a little bit of booze and just some fun here in the holiday season. So, Turf, always a pleasure. We'll do this next very special day next week.
That's right. On my birthday, we'll
that's
kick off
right,
the celebration.
That's right.
Here
we're
we
celebrating
go.
Together next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. So have a wonderful rest of your holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays out there. Thanks for choosing WEEI here on this Wednesday. Stay warm. We'll talk to you again soon. See ya.
You have to hit on these younger guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.